The Los Annaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated. Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Pauley with this week's edition of Los Annaville Times. I've been reading from the book 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die, and it was written by Rick Pender in the year 2016, and it shows a picture of a bucket on the cover, which would indicate it's a bucket list book. So we're up to number 82 at this point. We're going to start, we just read about the Contemporary Arts Theater or Contemporary Arts Center, which was number 81. Number 82, search for murals on walls all over town. Thanks to Artworks, outdoor murals enliven neighborhoods across Cincinnati. The award-winning nonprofit trains and employs local teenagers with artistic skills to create public art on a grand scale. The extensive mural program provides the kids with summer job opportunities managed by professional artists. In fact, Artworks is the region's largest employer of visual artists. More than 100 murals grace walls in neighborhoods across Cincinnati and northern Kentucky. Subjects can be historic, imaginative, or fanciful. Martha, the last carrier pigeon, 1914, replicates naturalist artist John Ruthven's sweeping portrait of the final survivor of an extinct species. She lived out her final days at the Cincinnati Zoo. The Hands That Built Our City assembled images of workers' hands from legendary mosaics that once graced the interior of the Union Terminal. Iconic local characters are popular, boxer Ezard Charles and rock and roller James Brown to 19th century strongman Henry Holt Grew. Self-guided walking tours can be taken using a map downloadable from its website. And that's Artworks, 20 East Central Parkway in Cincinnati. Phone number is 513-333-0388. And it's a website, artworkscincinnati.org. So that's artworkscincinnati.org. Alrighty, we're moving on to number 83, and that is Tunnel into Local History on an American Legacy Tour. Beneath downtown Cincinnati, at a depth of 45 feet or so, is a network of tunnels created in the 19th century by the city's flourishing brewers. In these chilly passages, beer could be fermented and cooled, as well as delivered to the 130 or so saloons, bars, beer gardens, and theaters in the over-the-Rhine neighborhood. You can visit these bygone catacombs thanks to a Queen City Underground trek by American Legacy Tours. Led by knowledgeable guides, several are high school history teachers, these tours are educational, entertaining, and extremely popular. Once you've seen the depths of OTR, check out the company's other adventures looking for ghosts, bootleggers, or gangsters in over the Rhine and across the Ohio River in Covington and Newport. American Legacy Tours, located at 1332 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. They have a Northern Kentucky phone number, 859-951-8560. And they're found at AmericanLegacyTours.com, AmericanLegacyTours.com. Now we move on. Number 84 on this list, visit the birthplace of America's 27th president. In the 19th century, Mount Auburn was Cincinnati's first suburb, on a ridge above the crowded, polluted city. Sedate homes lined Auburn Avenue, including the birthplace of William Howard Taft, America's 27th president, from 1909 to 1913, and 10th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court from 1921 to 1930. In 1857, Taft was born in a room on the first floor of the house owned by his parents from 1851 to 1889, and he lived in the 1840s house until he left for Yale University in 1874. Today, the National Historic Site has an education center adjacent to the historic house, outfitted with period furniture and four rooms on the first floor. It has been restored to look as it did during Taft's childhood, with family portraits and books owned by the Tafts. The second floor offers exhibits about Taft's public life. William Howard Taft's birthplace, located at 2038 Auburn Avenue in Cincinnati. Phone is 513-684-3262. And you can go to the website nps.gov/WIHO. Number 85, plant yourself at the Lloyd Library. Tucked away on the northwest corner of downtown Cincinnati is the Lloyd Library and Museum, one of the greatest private libraries in the country. There you'll find thousands of books about natural history, medical botany, pharmacy, medicine, scientific history, horticulture, and visual art. It began as a collection of books owned by pharmacist John Uri Lloyd and his brothers. They established the library in 1898 and created an endowment for its operation. It receives no public funding. The Lloyd remains a respected research destination for scientific historians. The library does not loan books, but it's a fascinating place to visit. Lloyd Library is located at 917 Plum Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. Phone number 513-721-3707. And the website is lloydlibrary.org, LLOYDLIBRARY.ORG. Now we move on to number 86. Learn about Jewish cultural heritage at the Skirball Museum. The Skirball Museum is one of the oldest repositories of Jewish cultural artifacts in America. It's operated by Hebrew Union College, established in Cincinnati in 1875. The first Jewish museum in the United States was established there in 1913. It evolved into the Skirball Museum, which was relocated in 1990 to the renovated Meyerson Hall. There's a core exhibit, An Eternal People, The Jewish Experience, with seven thematic galleries covering the cultural, historical, and religious heritage of the Jewish people. Skirball's collections have expanded over the years. Holdings of Jewish artifacts and memorabilia tripled in 2015 with the massive donation of the B'nai B'rith Klutznik Collection of Artistic and Cultural Heritage, everything from a figurine of legendary baseball pitcher Sandy Koufax to etchings by Rembrandt. And the Skirball Museum at Hebrew Union College is at 3101 Clifton Avenue in Cincinnati. There's no phone number listed here, but the website's rather involved. It's huc.edu/research/museums/skirball-museum-cincinnati. I'll repeat that. huc.edu/resumess/MUSEUMS/SKIRBALL-MUSEUM-CINCINNATI. Now we're on to number 87. Meet a two-headed calf at the Beringer Crawford Museum. The Beringer Crawford Museum began in 1950 based on William Beringer's collection of natural history curiosities, especially a taxidermied two-headed calf. Rather than one body with two heads, it's actually conjoined twins, two attached bodies. The oddity inspired an annual two-headed calf community service award, recognizing northern Kentuckians who have contributed to the preservation and celebration of regional history, art, and culture. The regional museum is a family-friendly place, especially during the holidays when a toy train exhibit takes over, a popular attraction for more than a quarter century. Located in the historic 19th century DeVue family home, the museum is the centerpiece of Covington's DeVue Park. The Beringer Crawford Museum is at 1600 Montague Road in Covington, Kentucky. Phone number is 859-491-4003. And you can find their website at bcmuseum.org, bcmuseum.org. Number 88 in our list of the 100 things to do in Cincinnati before you die: compare and contrast science versus religion in Kentucky's Boone County. In northern Kentucky's Boone County, you can explore the extremes of evolution philosophy. At Big Bone Lick State Historic Site in Union, you'll find displays about Ice Age mammals, geology from 400 plus million years in the past, and the chronology of science. Just 12 miles to the northwest in Petersburg, you'll find a very different perspective at the Creation Museum, a religiously themed institution that brings pages of the Bible to life and explains the origins of the universe based on a literal interpretation of the book of Genesis. Exhibits portray Earth as being 6,000 years old and put early humans in the same era as the dinosaurs. Science or religion? It's your choice. The Creation Museum is located at 2800 Bulletsburg Church Road in Petersburg, Kentucky. Phone number is 800-721-2298. Website, creationmuseum.org. creationmuseum.org. And for the Big Bone Lake Historic Site, 330 Beaver Road in Union, Kentucky, 859-384-4267. The website for that one's rather long, parks.ky.gov/parks/historic-sites/Big Bone Lick. I'll read that off again. parks.gov/historic-sites/big-bone-lick. Now we're ready to go on to number 89 on our list: march with your neighbors in the Reds opening day parade. Cincinnatians love parades. The year's biggest is the annual Finley Market Parade on Reds opening day. Because the Reds were baseball's first professional team in 1869, they have the privilege of opening every season at home. The day is marked as a local holiday. Kids skip school, office workers call in sick, and race in Fifth Streets between Finley Market and the ballpark on the riverfront are lined 4 and 5 deep with fans dressed in red. The parade, typically 2 hours long, starting at noon, features marching bands, fire engines, horse-drawn wagons, including the Budweiser Clydesdales, drill teams, sports celebs, and lots of baseball-themed homemade floats. It's a celebration of hope, regardless of the team's prospects, and everybody's a fan. There is a website, FindleyMarketParade.com, FindleyMarketParade.com. And that would be worth checking out if you do want to go to the Findlay Day Reds Opening Day Parade, because the opening day has changed. It always used to be on a Monday, and they would have the parade at noon, and the game would start at, you know, 2:15 or sometime like that, maybe 4. I don't know, but they would always do it on the same day. Well, now the Reds opening day in many cases is on like a Thursday. And so I think they do the opening day parade maybe on the Monday before that still, or I don't know. You can check the website. It's gotten to be a whole lot different than it used to be, which is a shame because that's, you know, one of those long-standing traditions. People would go to the parade, they'd go to the game, and it'd be opening day, and it'd be the big holiday-type festivities that were talked about in this little article. But now it's changed. It's a little more convoluted, a little more awkward. There is a tip for this. The Bohemian neighborhood of Northside lays claim to be the best damn parade in Cincinnati every 4th of July. The zany stream of humanity features clowns, dogs, and people dressed outlandishly. Unicycles, hula hoops, and skateboards, lawnmower drill teams, crazy floats, politicians, of course, and lots of candy for the onlookers. The very tongue-in-cheek throng marches down the Hamilton Avenue Hill to a rock and roll carnival in Hoffner Park. Look for this parade on Facebook. And now, well, that ends that section. So we've just read the section about culture and history. Now, believe it or not, there is a section on shopping and fashion. Of course we believe that. We're talking shopping. Okay, so number 90. You can buy historic ceramic art at the Rookwood Pottery. In 1876, Maria Longworth, a Cincinnati native, was dazzled by a ceramic art exhibition in Philadelphia. In 1880, she established a pottery in Cincinnati. Rookwood Pottery was the first female-owned and managed manufacturing company in the United States. She hired artists, especially women, and encouraged creativity and new techniques that won international recognition for gorgeous glazes and elegant designs, as well as architectural items, such as fireplace tiles. The Cincinnati Art Museum has a gallery dedicated to Rookwood items. The company was dormant for much of the 20th century, but it's back to life now with new kilns and artists reproducing gorgeous items from the past and creating beautiful new tiles, award trophies, and other ceramic creations. Rookwood Pottery Studio and Showroom at 1920 Race Street, Cincinnati, over the Rhine. Phone number is 513-281-2004 or toll-free 800-537-1605. And you can go to rookwood.com, rookwood.com. And there is a tip. You can tour Rookwood's production studio near Findlay Market, see the artists at work, and purchase their creations. Rookwood also operates a small retail store in the heart of Over the Rhine's Gateway District. That's at 1209 Jackson Street in Cincinnati, phone number 513-579-1209. And now we're into the next or final 10, number 91. Explore 6 acres of groceries. Where else? At Jungle Jim's. More than 80,000 shoppers visit Jungle Jim's international market locations weekly, browsing more than 180,000 products from around the world across 300,000 square feet of shopping space in suburban Cincinnati. Purchase items for Asian fare, more than 10 countries are represented, or genuine Indian products, rice, tea, spices, as well as supplies for Hispanic, European, Eastern European, Middle Eastern, and African cuisines. The brainchild of antic entrepreneur Jim Bonaminio, B-O-N-A-M-I-N-I-O, Jungle Jim's has been an area attraction since 1971, not just for shopping, but for food demonstrations, a cooking school, and special festivals for cheese, beer, and wine. Jungle Jim's is located at 5440 Dixie Highway in Fairfield, or there's another location at 4450 Eastgate South Drive in Cincinnati's Union Township, 513-674-6000, junglejims.com, JungleJims.com. All right, and there is a tip. For a family-friendly outing, Jungle Jims in Fairfield offers a theme park environment with architecture that reflects various nations and cuisines, plus animal replicas and a waterfall. Oh, and a monorail they inherited from the nearby Kings Island Amusement Park. And if you go up there, you do need to check out the restroom, too, because it looks like the door is of a portalette. But when you walk in, it's rather spacious and incredibly nice. Alrighty, number 92 on the list of 100 things to do in Cincinnati before you die. Number 92 is experience diversity at historic Findlay Market. Once upon a time, Cincinnatians could shop at 9 different markets. Findlay Market, founded in 1852, is the sole survivor. Today, Ohio's oldest continuously operated public market. It's a quintessential urban shopping experience, especially dense on Saturday mornings with people stocking up on meat, fish, poultry, produce, flowers, cheese, deli, and ethnic foods. But you'll find more than shopping. It's a socially, economically, racially, and ethnically diverse intersection of people from all over the city, flavored by musicians, gift vendors, politicians, and more. Hang out at the beer garden, buy ready-to-eat items, or stock up with groceries. It's all about wandering and savoring and running into friends and neighbors. Findlay Market is at 1801 Race Street, findlaymarket.org, findlaymarket.org. And there is a tip. Stop by Colonel De Gourmet Herbs and Spices, colonelde.com, and explore the mind-boggling array of spices, seasonings, rubs, sugars, and flavors. The staff can advise you about the best spice for that pork roast or the perfect seasoning for the fresh salmon you just bought. More great choices? Kroger and Sons Meats. They have handmade sausages. Eli's Barbecue. Chocolats Latour, Churchill's Fine Teas, Dojo Gelato, Blue Oven Bakery, and Saigon Market. Moving on to number 93, be animal-friendly and stylish in faux furs from Donna Salyers. For nearly 3 decades, entrepreneur Donna Salyers has been building her fabulous furs business through catalog, wholesale, and internet sales. Her retail customers include Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, and Neiman Marcus. But you can stop by her store in Northern Kentucky to personally check out the gorgeous items that she designs and sells. Her coats, shawls, wraps, and vests are made from a luxurious fabric alternative to animal fur that's almost impossible to distinguish from real fur, until you see her more affordable price tags. What's more, Salyers supports numerous animal rights causes every year, so you can feel good about your purchase. Donna Salyers' Fabulous Furs at 20 West 11th Street in Covington, Kentucky, 859-982-0000. 0032. FabulousFurs.com. FabulousFurs.com. Number 94 on our list, shop green and eat healthy at Park and Vine. General stores were the shopping meccas in days gone by, but owner and bicycle enthusiast Danny Corman's Park and Vine, and that "and" is a plus sign, so Park plus Vine, is the general store of the future, a shop that saves natural resources and avoids animal byproducts. The store on Main Street and over the Rhine features groceries, apparel, cleaning and composting supplies, books, housewares, gifts, and many items that have been recycled and are environmentally friendly. You'll also find a green grocery complete with a lunch brunch counter you can dine in or carry out, offering some of the best vegan fare to be found in Cincinnati. Park Plus Vine has been repeatedly nominated by Veg News Magazine as a favorite vegan storefront. So that's Park Plus Vine, or Park and Vine, 1202 Main Street and over the Rhine. Phone is 513-721-7275. And the website, parkandvine.com, parkandvine.com. Number 95 on the list of 100 things to do in Cincinnati before you die is get healthy treats for your favorite dog or cat from Pet Once. Pet Once is Cincinnati's only pet food and supply store designed for urban pet owners. Their concept is so unique, they're franchising it to other cities. They make their own nutritionally complete and balanced dog and cat food and sell it by the pound. They'll even compare their products to brands you've been loyal to. You can shop at one of their Over the Rhine locations at Findlay Market or on Vine Street, where you'll find a fascinating array of toys and other pet supplies. If you're a busy city dweller, you should take advantage of Pet Once free delivery service. So Pet Once, located at 1813 Pleasant Street, Findlay Market, Over the Rhine. Phone number is 513-721-8696. Or they have that Vine Street location at 1409 Vine Street, Over the Rhine, 513-621-3647. Website, petwants.com, PETWANTS.com. And there is a tip. Pet Once has a yappy hour at Findlay Market on the second and final Thursday of each month. Bring your dog and hang out at a social event by the store's staff, catering to owners and featuring samples from the Findlay Market wine shop. Well, with that, we'll wrap it up for today's edition of Los Santaville Times. Till next time, for Radio Reading Service, this is John Pauley. Have a great week. The Los Santaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated.